Happy Tuesday morning. Welcome back to Your Care, Our Mission. This is the weekly interview we do with the nice folks over at the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital. And this week I'm talking with Nolan Vitsum, and this week we're talking about play therapy.
Yeah, so I'm going to spend a little bit of time talking about play therapy, you know, what it is, what it does, and kind of how we provide that service here at the hospital. So what is play therapy? I have a lot of parents and community members often ask me this. You know, when they hear play, they think of, oh gosh, just playing with toys. And in play therapy, it's so much more than that. So kind of the general rule of thumb with play therapy is that, you know, it is the way of being with a child that honors their unique developmental level and looks for ways of helping within the language of a child. So in play therapy, we often say that play is the child's language and toys are the words. And so in play therapy, we really allow children to utilize toys within a space to communicate their thoughts, feelings, you know, things that are going on in their everyday life. And then it's the play therapist's job to kind of reflect that back to them and help their play relate back to the real world issues and things that might be bringing them in for therapy. So kind of what that looks like is we have the play therapy room set up in a very specific way. Everything in the play therapy room when you come in is set up the same way every single time. We want kids to be able to go in and know where things are. So we oftentimes will have things labeled, things are out on shelves, open, easily accessible for children so they can get right to work. We don't have any electronic toys, nothing battery operated. So it's very old fashioned, if you will. We oftentimes will have a dollhouse, a kitchen. We will have puppets, arts and crafts supplies, different tinker toys such as Lincoln Logs, magnet tiles, Legos. We also have board games, card games, different things to kind of tap into different areas of play. And then as they're engaging in a play therapy session, it is the therapist's job to kind of reflect back like themes, emotions, you know, anything that's going on for the child and helping them relate it to real world issues that they might be facing, such as anxiety, maybe anger, depression, family concerns, and really helping them work through it within their language. So play therapy is a great therapeutic intervention for children from the ages of 3 to 12. It is evidence-based and kind of the gold standard of therapy for children of that age. And it addresses all childhood mental health concerns from ADHD to anxiety to depression, trauma, family concerns such as separation, divorce, children who are going through big life changes such as a big move, transitions within school. It really helps to just address all concerns that a child would be facing in their day-to-day life. Things that we look for, or things that, you know, parents should be looking for when they're thinking of specifically play therapy, is, you know, kind of the space. So in our new mental health space, we'll have two rooms dedicated to children and families. We currently have one room right now. And so in our new mental health space, we will have one very traditional play therapy room that will also have a sand tray room. And then the second room will be set up for family and group counseling. So this way we're also able to kind of extend services into kind of the family play therapy realm as well. So when we're looking for, you know, who provides this service, we really want to be looking for somebody who has had training in play therapy. These professionals have continued their education and training and supervision. And currently at Humboldt County Memorial Hospital, we do have one registered play therapist supervisor, and we have two other full-time providers who have had some education and training around play therapy. The referral process for getting your child into play therapy would be reaching out to your primary care physician. You can call the mental health department at the hospital yourself and ask about our services. You can also talk with your school, so you can reach out to your classroom teacher, the principal, the school counselor, and express that you're interested in getting your child in for play therapy services.
Well, Nolan, thank you for joining us this week to talk about play therapy. It sounds like a fantastic service that you guys offer once again, along with a long list of everything else that you guys offer over there at the hospital. And I know the people in the community really, really appreciate it. So thank you so very much for that.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for letting me speak about that today.
Absolutely. And if anybody out there wants to re-listen to this installment of Your Care Our Mission, you can check that out on our website at 977thebolt.com under the Your Care Our Mission tab. Thanks again, Nolan, for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Have a good day.